100 degrees out here. Where the hell are we?
These are the coordinates I got.
I think we're right by the border.
Don't see no wall.
There's no wall. It's just a shitty red fence.
Yeah, well, I don't see any fence either. Wait. I think that's it over there.
What's that?
The warehouse we're looking for.
So who exactly tipped you off?
Got an anonymous email. The body's supposed to be in there.
You got an email and you were bragging about doing actual police work?
Hey, we're already here. Let's just check this bodega out and get it over with.
Jesus, Andy.
It's locked. Whoa there.
You got a key?
Okay, go ahead. Jesus, what is this place?
It looks like an abandoned maquiladora.
Maquila what?
Maquiladora, an old border sweatshop, kinda. What the fuck, Andy?
Sorry, think I just popped a rattlesnake. You got a flashlight?
I got my phone.
Light this for me, will ya?
Oh, too heavy. Forget the light. Help me lift this up.
Bingo.
She smells bad.
She's probably been here for weeks. What did I tell you? Shaved head. Now look at that. Turns out the mysterious tipster was right on the money.
Killer left a note. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, and she cut your hair.
What, we're chasing a poet now?
What the... Did you call for backup?
No. Who the fuck are these guys?
Raise your hands, Andy. I think you fucked up big time.
Policia! No se muevan! Manos arriba! No se muevan, dije!
Episode 2, Las Pelonas, Part 2.
You two chumps crossed into Mexico. You were this close to causing a diplomatic fiasco. What the hell were you thinking? You trying to police the border now?
Look, it was my fault, Major. We got set up. Got an anonymous tip, and I didn't care to double check. But we did find a second girl, Penelope Suarez. Went missing in Laredo about a month ago. Shaved head, too. And Eileen found a note from the serial killer himself.
That's right, Ralph. I'm telling you, it's the same guy who did Las Pelonas.
But don't start with that!
Major, I'm the one who convinced Eileen to go down there. So if you want to get pissed off
at
somebody...
Shut the fuck up, Andy! Out! Now!
What?
I said out!
What the hell are you up to?
What am I up to?
I got a call this morning saying you harassed a fellow major outside his home in Houston. Did you hit yourself in the head, Eileen? You begging to get fired? Now I gotta suspend you to make it seem like I'm teaching you a lesson you should already know.
Major Carbonara was the lead detective on Las Pelonas. I was simply asking questions.
You did exactly what I told you not to do. And you bring up Las Pelonas one more time, I swear I'm gonna do something you...
What now? Oh, come on in.
Take a seat. Eileen, you know Captain Wendell Brady. He'll be taking over the murders from now on.
What? But Ralph, I mean, sir, I'm so...
Not another word, Ranger. Do you have any idea how long I've been on the force? How many copycats and psychos I've seen? Now, until I have definitive proof that this has something to do with Las Pelonas, which I don't, I want you to drop it, and that's an order. It's no small thing you're accusing Carbonara of. And if you're wrong, you won't be the only one who pays the consequences.
Yeah. Whoever's doing this is trying to distract us. Wants to pin his crimes on a dead boogeyman.
Or an innocent man, you mean?
You are off the case, Ranger. Like I said, Wendell's taking over. And you're gonna lay low while I talk to our Mexican counterparts. We gotta work with them now. New bodies on their turf. And I also have to talk to Major Carbonara, convince him you're just going through some damn phase and got... carried away.
Divorce can be a bitch.
Excuse me?
All right, folks. Adios.
Hey,
Wendell, wait. I'll follow your lead, but let me look into it.
It's Captain Brady, and I can take it from here, thank you.
Why are you like this? You know we gotta help each other out. I mean, just look around. We're not like the others. We should be having each other's backs.
Oh, I see. You must love playing that card, don't you? Sure, I ain't shit like everyone else, and no one gave me anything for free, and I still work my way up. That's it.
You're the only non-white captain.
Yeah, about that. I just happen to be black. Look, you really want to succeed here? Then just keep your head down and do the work and stay off my case. You and Major Ralph have this cute little thing going on, but if you get in my way, I won't think twice about sending your ass back to the police academy.
Excuse me? Major Ralph and me? What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, fuck off, Eileen. You're in the big leagues now. Act like it.
So, classical music, finally.
I decided to give it a try, and it does make the work more tolerable. Hey, don't want to come off as rude, but aren't you on a temporary suspension?
Well, I just thought I'd drop by in an unofficial capacity, of course.
So you came to chit-chat.
All right, listen, Sophie, there's something funny going on here. Me and Andy, we're on to something big. I can feel it, and I think the entire building might be in on it, too.
Really? Well, you never struck me as the conspiracy theorist type.
Sophie, I'm serious. I need your help. I wouldn't have come here if I didn't...
Well, what do you want, then? Spit it out.
Were you able to get something off that note?
Eileen, you're a glutton for punishment. Typed. Typewriter. Olivetti, maybe? Standard paper. That's pretty much it. No fingerprints, nothing. Now, we're clearly dealing with a pro and with good taste, music-wise.
Oh, what do you mean?
What's written on the note? She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. It's a Leonard Cohen song.
Who's that?
Really? You've never heard of Leonard Cohen? Hallelujah. It's a huge hit. Or maybe I'm just old.
Oh, you mean that song from the Shrek movie?
Well, and the serial killer might also be into the Bible. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. It refers to Samson. You know, this big, strong guy that loses his power after his lover betrays him by cutting his hair. The source of his strength.
Oh, okay. Okay, and what about the telazol?
What about it?
The dog sedative. Was it also used on Penelope Suarez?
The Mexicans have the body for the time being, and as Wendell is treating this case like it's a matter of national security.
Hmm.
You shot Mary Johnson in the head after you cut that pretty hair of hers and stashed it at your apartment. Just like you did with the other Mexican girls. I want to hear you say it.
I didn't do it.
Say it!
Didn't do it.
Yes, you did. And you know it. You beat all of them unconscious, had your way with them, and boom! Right in the head. What did you do with all that hair? You jerked off to it? Burn it? Flush it down the toilet when we came knocking?
I didn't do it! I didn't do it! I did it! I gotta wake up! I don't know what that means!
Yes, you do. You fucking carved words on the girl. What was she? The fifth one you killed?
You're trying to frame me. You're fucking framing me, you fucking pendejo!
Easy.
Fuck you.
Easy. All right, come on now. All right. We're both stressed out. I get it. But I'm just doing my job, you see? So, tell me about the words. Just say you did it. Just tell the truth. You carved her. You wrote on her. Judges 16. Just tell me what you mean by that. Judges 16. What's that, huh? What do you mean by that?
Fuck.
Judges 16. What is that, huh? What do you mean by that?
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Judges 16. What is that, huh? What do you mean by that?
Fuck you! Fuck you!
You there?
Get in.
What are you doing?
How did you know I was here?
I left my key card on my desk, and when I came back from lunch, it was gone. I thought maybe you grabbed it.
Listen, you can't tell anyone about this.
I won't. I don't want any trouble. Can I just please have my key card back?
Here, I just need one more favor.
Now what?
The audio files. Can you copy them for me?
I can't. We're not allowed to make copies of anything.
Monica, I think an innocent man was put to death, and now the real killer is out on the loose, and we don't know when he'll strike again. Please, I will beg you if I have to.
Okay. Which files?
I need all of the... What the...
What?
I was just listening to them. Where do they go?
Hmm? Let me have a look. They're not coming up in the search results. I'm seriously hoping you didn't erase them by accident.
Look, I might not be very good at computers, but I'm not that stupid. Here, try again. Las Palonas, Mary Johnson, 1996.
I did that already. I can't find them.
Could someone else access this as of right now?
Company A has login credentials too.
Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hit me again.
You sure, pal? Why don't we get you some fries?
I'm fucking sure. I'm not hungry.
Okay.
One more.
Take it easy, will you? Same brand of poison?
Yeah. Just hit me, man.
From the pretty lady over there.
Oh. What? Oh. Fuck. For a second there, I thought it actually scored. It's just you.
How's it going, partner?
Well, I am now officially Captain Wendell Brady's bitch. So,
cheers to that.
Well, at least you're still on the case.
I know you. You're sniffing around, trying to prove your theories. You just don't know when to stop.
Listen, I appreciate you trying to take the fall in front of Ralph. And you were right. I need to be more of a team player.
It's a little late for that, isn't it? Blindsided me with that Michael Carbonara shit. Yeah, I heard. What in God's name are you doing at his house?
I wanted to ask him a few questions.
What for, Eileen?
Andy, I just said you were right. I'm sorry, okay? I even bought you a drink.
Get me another one and we're good.
Sure? Can you handle it?
Come on. My last name is McAllen.
Hey, can we get one more?
One? What about you? Eileen Castillo. Cast, like cast iron. You're supposed to be strong.
Can you make it two?
Atta girl.
So, what's Wendell up to?
Wow. You don't wait a fucking second. I see what you're up to. You're off the case, and I'd love to help you, really. I would. But I can't afford to get fired. You know, child support and everything.
Andy, they set us up to fail.
And maybe you're right. Maybe they're just fucking with us. Or maybe the serial killer sent that email. Who the hell knows?
Really? And you don't give a shit?
No, I don't give a shit. I need this job, Eileen. I can't risk it. It's fine. It's all I got left.
Well, how about I tell you what I got?
More conspiracy theories.
Someone is covering their tracks.
Yeah, I would too if I were a fucking serial killer.
I'm not talking about the serial killer. Someone erased the Palonas files from the database.
Okay, maybe it was a fucking virus or a glitch in the... You don't know...
Listen, Michael Carbonara, the major at Houston, he was the lead detective back in 96... There were a bunch of audio recordings of him interrogating the suspect, the guy who got the lethal injection, and he's practically forcing the guy, intimidating him into saying he did the murders.
Oh, so that's what you were doing at his house. Look, Eileen, it was the 90s. Cops could get a little rough to get a confession, right? It was a different time. You know, you were there, I think.
Judges 16.
What is that?
Some section in the Bible, Samson and Delilah. Apparently, the serial killer carved it into one of his victims. And the note that we found, she broke your throne and she cut your hair. I'm telling you, we are dealing with the same guy.
Oh, God. Anybody can use the same Bible reference. No, I hate to break it to you, Eileen, but that's not a smoking gun.
Okay. Fair enough.
Thank you.
Your turn.
My turn?
Now tell me what you got. What about Telazol?
You made that word up.
A dog sedative. Sandra Delgado had it in her system. Did you get a look at Penelope Suarez's toxicology report?
No, I didn't. That body belongs to the Mexicans for now. And, you know, I can't talk about the case with you.
Oh, Andy, cut the bullshit, will you?
Oh, God, you're so loud. My ears. Look, I... Fuck, I'm gonna get fired. I don't remember the exact name of the whatever, but yes, there was some weird made-up word that came up. And yes, Wendell didn't pay any attention to it, okay? He said, everyone's on some type of prescription these days. And he's kind of right. Cheers. Hey, don't let me drink this alone. Hey, come on, Castillo. Have some dignity.
You really work in the bar scene these days, huh?
Just to take the edge off? Around this time, I'd come home, have dinner with the wife, Charlie, and watch a movie together, and then go to sleep. I'd have that over this any fucking day. How you holding up, by the way?
Everyone in the office seems to know I'm a wreck. I miss him. He called the other day.
Misses you too?
I wish. He wanted me to sign some bullshit paperwork so I don't steal his New York Times best-selling fucking novel.
Fuck the New York Times. I'm more of a Dallas Morning News guy anyway. Fuck books too. What?
Well, I hate to say this, and I'm not encouraging it in any way, but you're a lot funnier when you're drunk.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. By the way, your ex, he didn't deserve you.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Woo! Whoa, that one really hit me. Fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck.
What?
Wendell.
Answer it.
I'm fucking wasted. Anyways, I'm off duty.
Just breathe. Speak slowly. Tell him you're at your kid's birthday party or something. I don't know.
Okay. Hello. Yes. Yeah. It is a good night, sir. No. I'm at my kid's birthday party. No. Yeah. It's just a couple speakers. And we got a great sound system, and it's a moon bounce. Yeah, a lot of folks here. He is a popular kid. Okay, they did? Okay, they did? Oh, that's fucking fantastic. Excuse me, that's great news, sir. This next song. Okay, yes, sir. Yes, I'm on it. Yes. Okay, bye.
What's going on?
He needs me to go to Houston because he's got some personal shit to deal with. Something about his brother, I wasn't...
When?
Now. He needs me to go now.
Why?
He said they caught the guy.
What guy?
The guy who did the murders.
Bullshit.
That's what he said. They got him at Company A over there.
Hey, easy.
Shit.
You all right there, buddy? Oh.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's fine. I'm taking him home.
You taking me home?
Nope. I'm taking you to Houston.
Oh, God. I gotta piss.
Oh, fuck.
What time is it?
It's almost morning.
Where are we at?
Almost in Houston, remember?
No fucking way. Ralph is gonna kill me if he finds out I'm looping you in. Fuck.
Andy, I'm just driving you. I'm helping you out. If you didn't have a drinking problem, maybe you'd be on your way, or maybe you'd be dead because you'd probably crash the car.
Jesus, drinking problem? This is just fun. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. My dad had a drinking problem, okay? I know what a drinking problem is.
Andy, okay, I'm sorry.
You're obsessed with Las Palonas. You're the addict here.
It's personal, Andy.
Yeah, what's so personal about it? Eileen, I'm your partner. We need to be able to trust each other.
Michael Carbonara. I told you he was the lead detective on Las Palonas.
Yeah.
When I was a little girl, he came into our town asking questions, pointing fingers, you know, big cop macho attitude. He was in the fields one day, just harassing everyone instead of doing his job. And he beat my dad to a pulp.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know. Why was he there?
The last woman who was murdered. She was my teacher. And I guess Carbonara was interviewing all the students' families or something. Anyway, some of the kids in class worked out in the fields. Kids like me, and some of their parents didn't speak English so well. He started harassing them. Being a real jerk about it. My dad told him to fuck off. He was too proud back then. So this guy, Michael, he got real pissed, wanted to take him in, but my dad tried to put up a fight. He couldn't let his little girl see him like that in handcuffs. He kept hitting him on the floor with his baton. Because he could. Because we couldn't do anything about it. And we really couldn't. We were too afraid. And no one stepped in. My mom and I just watched.
Jesus.
I guess life has a funny way of coming full circle, huh? I couldn't believe it either when I heard he was the fucking major in Houston. Like, what are the chances?
You know, we're all cops. It's not that big of a pond.
I just know there's no way he could have cracked the case. Not him. He's a sleazy piece of shit. He was looking for an easy way out, so he framed the Mexican that was dating the dead white girl. Maybe there's a reason for all this. We have a chance to get it right this time. And if an innocent man was executed, then we have to bring the right person to justice.
Eileen. They just caught the guy who did these two murders. I'm sure there's a perfectly logical explanation.
Yeah. Maybe I'm overanalyzing everything. I get it. I do. I just need to see it for myself. That's all.
So you really want to do this?
Yes.
Okay, what's the plan then?
Okay. I know this is gonna sound crazy, but hear me out. I'll stay in the car. You wear this earphone, and I'll be on my cell listening in and feeding you stuff. It's a win-win. I know Las Palomas inside out. I'll tell you what to ask this guy and see if it checks out.
Fuck it. All right, I'll do you solid. But the drinking thing? It stays here, okay? Yes? I don't have a fucking drinking problem.
Understood. Hey, you okay?
Pull over.
What?
I'm dizzy. Pull over!
You okay there, Irish boy? You need anything? You want a shamrock?
Fuck you.
Yes?
Good morning. Name's Andy McAllen. I'm with the Texas Rangers at HQ in Austin. I'm here to see Lieutenant John Nichols.
You got a badge?
Yeah, sure.
Down the hall, third door to the right.
Thanks.
How are you feeling so far?
Still feeling a little lightheaded. Shit.
What?
Shit, I think he's coming my way.
Who?
He's got, like, big ears, right?
Oh, shit. Just look down.
Morning.
Morning. All right, he passed right by.
Hey.
Fuck.
What's going on?
You dropped this. Andrew McAllen. Austin. You should polish your badge, son. We Rangers gotta look the part, too. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Andy, say something.
Yes, thank you. I'll make sure to clean it.
So what are you in town for?
To meet the suspect regarding the two murders of Sandra Delgado and Penelope Suarez. I'm here on Captain Wendell Brady's orders.
Ah, the black fella. Sure. I know Brady. So he sent you to police us. Make sure we got the right guy?
There's a few things we'd like to corroborate, but...
Sure. Sure, you Austin folks can't bear the thought of another company kicking your ass. Say, you happen to know Eileen Castillo?
Huge bitch.
Yeah, huge bitch.
Can't say I'm surprised to hear that. Did you know she came all the way to my house?
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're running late.
Okay, calm your horses. Nice meeting you, Andrew.
Yeah.
That was close.
It was kind of nice.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I am, Jesus. Ugh, I feel like you're now inside my head telling me what to do. It's fucking weird.
Yes?
Lieutenant Nichols, I'm Andy McAllen. Captain Wendell Brady from HQ sent me. He's sorry he can't be here himself, but he's taking care of some personal stuff.
I guess you guys want to see for yourselves. I didn't know you Austin folks to be sore losers.
On the contrary, sir. We're happy you got the guy. It's just we need to...
Yeah. Spare me the horseshit. Houston 1, Austin 0. Maybe next time. Follow me. I'll take it to him. Robert Davis. He signed a confession last night. Creepy guy. He's got a prior conviction for stabbing a bouncer at a nightclub.
Did he say how he drugged the victims? Did he use Telazol? Ask him.
Did he say how he drugged the victims? Any word on Telazol?
I don't think he said nothing about Tylenol.
Telazol.
Our people found some hair samples that match one of the victims. Guess he was fixated on that Polonis case. It blows my mind how some folks glorify serial killers.
He's lying, Andy. We gotta check out those hair samples. I'm calling bullshit already.
Let's just wait and see.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Blows my mind, too. Folks treating serial killers like celebrities, it's ridiculous.
Here we are. I'll give you 10 minutes with him. I'll be watching from the other side of the mirror, so no funny business, okay? What the...
Jesus.
What's going on, Andy?
Get me a doctor.
Hey! You, an ambulance now! Who the hell was watching him?
Andy, what the fuck is going on?
I gotta go.
911, what's your emergency?
Texas Rangers Company A, West Road, send paramedics, now. Hey, Robert, keep your eyes open. Robert, keep your eyes open, stay with me.
Sir, what's the emergency?
We have a suspect in our custody who's not responding. Robert, keep your eyes open, stay with me.
Pancakes for table number 4. You're slowing me down.
Coming right up. Órale, no se me pendejen. Pásenme los pancakes.
The law enforcement agency has confirmed it will be closing the case on the gruesome murders of Sandra Delgado and Penelope Suarez after the alleged killer committed suicide while in police custody. According to a Texas Rangers press release, the suspect signed a confession and soon after used the same pen to stab himself in the neck, piercing an artery, and as well as a vein.
More coffee for you, sweetheart?
I'm good, thanks. I get jittery after the second cup.
You want to order some breakfast?
She'll be having huevos rancheros. Country fried steak and eggs for me.
Gotcha.
Your seat taken?
Go ahead.
Thought I might find you here. Still like huevos rancheros?
Yep.
So, there won't be any more issues. You can come back. Major Carbonara, he's mattered in a wet hen, but I spoke with the chief directly, and he understands you're still somewhat new in this. Long story short, you're good.
Great.
So let it go, Eileen. Las Palonas is over. This case is over.
I can't. I know they're hiding something. I just know it. I mean, suicide... Really? How convenient.
Eileen, what do you want?
Justice, Ralph. The law. That's what I want. That's what I signed up for.
Well, laws are like sausages. It's best not to see them get made.
Did you just come up with that?
Yeah. some German statesman. I wish the world were black and white, Eileen. I really do. I shouldn't be saying this, because it's none of my goddamn business, but I'm getting old, and if there's one piece of advice I can pass on to you, something I wish my older self would have told my younger self. Eileen, you got to have something outside of all of this. Family, partner, hobby, anything.
You're not going soft on me, are you, Major?
Not at all, Ranger. But your happiness does concern me. And I gotta tell you now, that's something you won't find in this line of work. That said, you should come back. We need you. And I'm ordering you to come back.
What's the rush?
19 dead at a poultry farm in Williamson County. There's a fox in the henhouse, Ranger. And I need my best on it.
Tejana is a production of Sonoro and Telemundo. Executive producers are Stephanie Beatrice, Renny Diaz, and Carlos Quintanilla for Telemundo, and Jasmine Romero, Camila Victoriano, and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro.
Directed by Alejandra Lopez.
Produced by Andres Russo Vargas. Our supervising producer and line producer is Sofia De Antuniano. Our project manager is Gustavo Aguilar. With performances in this episode by Stephanie Beatrice as Eileen Castillo, Jonah Platt as Andy McAllen, Patrick Page as Ralph Tuffin, Gabriela Torres as Monica Gomez, Marlena Powell as Sophie Knox, and Phil Lewis as Wendell Brady. Gary Hilborn, Joey D'Alfonso, Israel Piz Perez, Jeff Brooks, Kayla Stewart, Jasmine Romero, Megan Bagala, Hector Fernandez, Luis Mora, and Jamal James. Post-production supervisor, Israel Piz Perez. Our story editor is Jasmine Romero. Script coordination by Paola Estrada. Casting by Jasmine Romero, Christian Hatar, and Camila Victoriano. Audio engineering by Hector Fernandez. Our dialogue editor and sound supervisor is Daniel Padilla. Sound design and Foley by Alex DeWinter. Our music editor is Laura Cruz. Orchestration and score by Laura Cruz and Hector Fernandez. Assembly and mixdown by Alex DeWinter. And mastering by Israel Piz Perez.